The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone and welcome. So, humans spend a lot of time thinking, and to get lost in thought, absorbed in thought, preoccupied with thoughts, does not help the process of meditation, of waking up, of really being present here. And so, becoming wise about our thinking world, our thinking life, is really an essential for becoming a proficient meditator, or if not proficient, someone who delights in meditation. And so one thing that can help very much is to be able to recognize when your thinking is thinking stories, when you're telling yourself stories about something, or if you're a visual kind of person, you have a whole scene in front of you that's playing itself out with characters and conversations, that telling a story, it's a narrative about something, something happened, some fantasy, and if you could recognize the narrative thinking, the story-making mind, when it's happening, and simply let go of that. Letting go of all your thinking might be too high a bar to quiet the thinking mind entirely, but simply and maybe lovingly, kindly, don't let yourself continue telling you a story. And one way to do that is to recognize clearly, this is story. This is me telling a story. This is a narrative of fantasy, of memory, of planning, anticipation. Whatever it might be, it's a story. And stories are narratives that take time, or involve a certain kind of time and assigning a meaning to events that are happening. So simply recognize story as a way of not necessarily stopping telling the story, but no longer placing yourself in telling the story, no longer committed to the story. Oh, that's a story. And then return to the breathing. Return to the present moment. Enter the world of the present over and over again. Stories take you away from that. So learn to become proficient in meditation, learn to recognize stories in the mind when they begin, when they're happening. And for today, make it a particular theme of the meditation, not with stress or strain, but see if you can have a heightened sensitivity to when you start thinking stories, and then recognize that, oh, that story. Some of you might have to recognize it every 20 seconds. Some of you, there might be more gaps between the next story when it arises. It doesn't really matter. What matters for this exercise is that you recognize it. In fact, maybe if it happens regularly, then you might actually get more benefit from this. Rather than being discouraged, maybe you can be encouraged. Oh yeah, story. And then go back to the breathing. And maybe in doing this, maybe that supports the mind, for the mind to quiet, become quieter and stiller. So taking a meditation, assuming a meditation posture, and gently lowering your gaze, and gently closing your eyes. And in a gentle way, not too ambitious, take a little deeper breaths than usual, so that you're entering into the experience of breathing. You're participating. And let yourself ride the exhale. Breathe in deeply and ride the exhale. Ride the letting go. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And participate some more with your breathing by feeling your inhale. And as you exhale, relax different parts of your body. As you exhale, settle in here. And then letting your breathing become the center of your attention. Letting your awareness be the companion of your breathing. Gently accompanying breathing in, accompanying yourself breathing out. Accompanying yourself when you accompany your breathing. And if you find yourself involved in a story, take the time to recognize, oh, that's a story. That's storytelling. And then begin again with your breathing. Maybe as you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle. Are you thinking? And is your thinking involved with storytelling? Instead of telling stories, accompany your breathing as if you're accompanying a good friend on a walk who needs you just to be a silent companion, present, but not talking about things. There is the mind that's involved in stories. And there's the mind that doesn't. Two different ways the mind operates. For meditation, stories are not needed. Stories are not needed to be with what is, as it is. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, now you can use your storytelling mind to tell yourself a simple story of yourself starting your day or continuing your day. And the people you might have some connection with because you pass them on the street, or people with who live with you at work, people you'll communicate with over email or some other way, people that you read about in the news. There's a story here of you and them, and how would you like to relate to them? Perhaps coming out of meditation, it's a wonderful time to consider what it's like to relate to others with friendship, with friendliness. And to think and consider how wonderful it is to bring friendliness into the world. And part of this story is that for you to wish that onto the world, to wish greater friendliness for everyone. May the way that you walk through the world today, May it, in known and unknown ways, spread friendliness and safety. May it spread a sense of peace and acceptance. May how we walk through the world be one walking with care, kindness, with wisdom. May it be that this practice we do is for the welfare and happiness of everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.